TV.
And welcome to a new week of broadcast excellence. I'm Martin Zender, and I held over by popular demand, young Terrence of Ontario, Canada.
Popular maybe for some, but not everyone.
No, not everyone. Not everyone. Terrence, was there last Friday, I meant to bring up, somebody said something that they thought you were arrogant. They thought you were boasting in your sins or some crazy comment. Do you have that? Do you have that comment?
I don't.
You don't have that comment? All right. Somebody made some crazy accusation of young Terrence. Do you remember where it is on the...
Not really.
Is this it? By thinking you have to see all the hurt you caused?
Yes, that's it.
I've caused hurt?
I don't know if that's it. But it was actually Lawrence Schuler that said he looked forward to having his sins exposed before God so that he could see just how effective grace was and just how deep, just how terrific, wonderful the grace was. And so anyway, today what we're going to do is, this is the day of Wild Boar. Wild Boar is a subscriber, was a subscriber, was a viewer. He loves me some days, hates me other days. He has been gone for a long time, which has really made my life easier when he wasn't commenting. Now he seems to be back. And when you hear some of these comments, you're gonna be amused / appalled, as I was. But it's good to read even the critical comments, because we're going to learn more about this ruling and reigning, about various roles in the body of Christ. When we study the opposition, it provides us a window of opportunity to learn more about the topic at hand. Well, I'm friends with Wild Boar. I was. I don't know if he's still my friend. Like I say, he either loves me or hates me. He says, Zender, you have the greatest videos there are. And then next thing you know, I'm an arrogant bastard who you know, is condemning everyone and thinks himself the god of the eon or whatever. But here's a short video clip. This is Wild Boar and me and my sister. This is Wild Boar. This is in Ohio. He's a fellow Buckeye, and he bought us lunch this day, and there you go. Wonderful. Listen to this. And this Wild Boar, I'm not going to give his real name. Doesn't matter, because he doesn't give his real name. I won't give his real name. He is completely against rewards, the very concept of wages, the very concept of allotments, of anyone getting more. He is a spiritual communist. Everything should be equal. Everything must be equal. No one can rise above. No one should rise above. No one will rise above. There will be no extra anything for anybody, including Paul. Paul and Demas will both be sitting in the back row. Paul and Demas, they are equals. It's disgusting. It almost makes me want to throw up. Doesn't it, you, Terrence?
Yeah, I admit this issue to some degree just bores me. I'm not sure why. Honestly, I don't sure why people are getting upset. God determines our degree of faithfulness, and those whom he gives greater faithfulness to, he'll compensate. He's not going to ask someone to be tortured and beaten like Paul was and not receive any compensation for it. I just, this whole discussion just at this point, I don't know what more I have to say. I'm going to listen to you and hopefully think of a few things, but I think it's pretty straightforward. Just read through Paul's 13 epistles and take notes. He exhorts believers. Paul doesn't consider that all believers are going to be faithful. Mm-hmm. He gives up some to Satan. I forget their names, but so they won't.
Hymenaeus and Philetus.
So they'll be trained not to calumniate.
No, or was it the guy that is shagging his stepmother? Anyway,
that one as well, yeah. But, you know, it's just, he exhorts believers. He doesn't just assume all believers are going to be faithful and endure. But in the end, Paul knew that all was out of God, and he grants us... God determines how faithful each of us will be. And what's the big deal if he compensates those he grants to suffer for his name? I want those that suffer to be rewarded for it. We all have aeonian salvation, but I want Paul to be heavily rewarded for... I've never been tortured.
You haven't gotten through this show yet.
I mean, I'm more concerned about... the little things of life. But Paul, he really laid it on the line due to God working in him. So what's the problem with him being compensated? I really don't get this issue.
Okay, I do. And it's a shame that we're talking about it. Because what this is a psychoanalysis of the people that hold this position. I said it Friday. I'm going to say it again. I'm playing armchair psychologist. I'm sorry. You are pure. You have a pure thinking on this. You're guileless on this because you would be happy to see someone else receive a wage for their suffering, such as Paul or Christ.
Yeah, what's a big deal? I think it's great. God loves a cheerful giver. God's a cheerful giver. God don't enjoy handing out rewards. And those that are ruling and reigning with Christ, those of us that won't be, are going to enjoy seeing the ones that do. Just like we enjoy watching celebrities and, you know, I love Beethoven. I love it whenever I hear someone talking about how wonderful Beethoven's music was. I don't get the issue. I'm sorry.
You're not jealous of Beethoven that you can't play the piano as well as he can or compose music?
You just got to admit, Beethoven is the man, in my opinion. Well,
see, and the Apostle Paul is the man, in our opinion.
Of course.
And A.E. Nock is the man, in our opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, not everyone is like you, Terrence, and that is the issue here with these people who are, I'm afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it, but I hesitate to say it. But the people who are objecting to this are exposing themselves, I mentioned this Friday, as those who, if they were rewarded, if they were ever given special treatment, they would feel arrogant about it. They would think that they're special and something would click inside of them that will cause them to feel superior. And they are projecting that upon us. And so Wild Boar is exposing himself as one who, were he to be separated above the crowd, were he to be recognized above other members, he wouldn't be able to handle it. He wouldn't be able to attribute it to God. He would see it as somehow his accomplishment. And so this is why these people assume that our teaching is self-righteous. You're going to hear this as I read these comments from Wild Boar. He's constantly saying, and other people have said it, that you guys are self-righteous. How are we self-righteous? You see, they're projecting. They're self-righteous. They're projecting their crap on us because if this were to be them, if they were to be in my seat, for instance, or if they were to be on their own show that has 6,000 subscribers, if I got 4,000 videos, I've written 14 books, people tell me I've changed their lives. If they were me, they would feel arrogant. They would feel self-righteous. They would feel, oh my God, look what I've accomplished. I don't feel any of those things. And you wouldn't either. But they would. And they're exposing that by assuming we're self-righteous. This is a classic case of what is known in psychological circles as projection. Projection. They're projecting their flaws, their insecurities on us. This is what Wild Boar has to say. It begins this way. The ruling / allotment / rewards doctrine is ridiculous. Let's start there. But ruling and reigning, they're synonyms. Paul says those who are enduring will be reigning together. 2 Timothy 2:12. Paul talks about ruling. Allotments. How many times does Paul mention allotments? Look it up in your concordance. Many times. Rewards. These are wages. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Everyone will receive wages in accord with his works at the Bema, the dais of Christ. Wild Boar says the ruling, allotments, rewards doctrine is ridiculous. Well, gee, who should you take it up with then? Take it up with Paul. He's the one who wrote about it. We're just reading the scriptures, dude, and commenting. Y'all, he says, y'all are misunderstanding words and phrases of Paul. Tell us how. He says this, Paul is simply pushing towards the celestial glory along with all of God's elect who have all the riches in Christ as God's right hand. At God's right hand. I don't understand a word of that. Let me read this again. Paul is simply, instead of believing Paul, and Paul talks about receiving wages for work, very simple concept. You work, you receive a wage. Very simple to understand. Those who are enduring will be reigning, Very simple to understand. You're enduring, you're going to reign. Very easy. Rewards, again, allotments. A certain allotment for certain people. Somehow we're misunderstanding God's words. And this is Wild Boar's explanation of these simple things. Quote, Paul is simply pushing towards the celestial glory along with all of God's elect who have all the riches in Christ at God's right hand. Do you understand that?
Well, maybe they're thinking that if some members of the body of Christ are ruling and reigning, then it just lowers the other members of the body of Christ to the gutter. Like, I do agree that every believer at the snatching away will have a high place in the celestials.
Yes, of course.
I'm not denying the calling. I'm just saying that it seems like there's going to be a governmental authority, yes, in the body of Christ. I think they're thinking if you raise one person up, you have to lower the other ones. It's kind of like when I mentioned hockey. Well, if Wayne Gretzky scores a winning goal, I guess the other players are no longer a part of that winning hockey team because Gretzky's getting a bit more glory at the moment. I think maybe that's how they're viewing it.
It is. It is. They think that it automatically demeans, and this is, again, political communism. They think it demeans everyone else. That's a good point. We haven't addressed that. They assume, Wild Boar assumes it demeans everyone else, that there's a Paul. It demeans me and you because we're not Paul. So we're lesser than. Does God look at it that way? No. In fact, Paul says, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when he's talking about the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12, those members which we deem to be inferior, we grant more superior honor. So God reverses it. Those who we deem to be inferior, we give more honor. Let's go on with this Wild Boar. He then quotes Romans 8. What this has to do with anything, I don't know. Now, whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. Whom he calls, these he justifies. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. What then, well, shall we be declaring to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? What does that have to do with anything?
I think he's assuming because we're all glorified, it means we're all equal. And he might be thinking of that other passage where you endure your reign and it ends in glorified. He might... Once again, I think he's just thinking we're all glorified so no one else can be ruling and reigning because he sees it as an absolute equality in something or other. I don't know.
Okay, no, that's a good point. He sees the word glorification. It says everyone's glorified that we must be equal. And yet Paul demolishes that thinking in 1 Corinthians 15 where he says we're all glorified. Yes, there's one glory of the sun. Another glory of the moon, same word glory. Yeah. Another glory of the stars, same word glory. And star is exceeding star in glory. So four times Paul uses the word glory in 1 Corinthians 15, and he applies it to the celestial bodies. They're all glorified, and you're right. Wild Boar's making a huge mistake here. He's equating, well, it says we're all glorified, so therefore we're all the same. No, there's different glories within glory.
Yeah, in one sense, every member of the body of Christ is equal in their standing in relation to Christ. It's not like, so I don't know. It's just some are given the privilege of having a little bit, I think, more of impact in the coming eons.
Yeah. Of course.
It's not, again, this issue.
Or a lot more impact, like Paul. And so then... Wild Boar gets snarky, which he's very good at. He says, oh, what? Well, wait a minute. Some or many of you believers are not enduring enough, and you are not doing enough for God in Christ. You are going to be somewhat punished in the celestial realm, etc. Then, like a high school boy, he says, LOLOL, yeah, right, okay, with four Ys. It's a high school. He talks like a high school kid.
Punished.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Some of you believers aren't enduring enough, and you're not doing enough for God. You're going to be punished in the celestial realm. He thinks that's what we believe. It's so juvenile of an understanding.
So that kind of supports what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
You raise some members of the body of Christ to ruling and reigning. All the rest are punished.
Yeah.
That's not what... that's just inference.
It's an inference, and it's a complete misunderstanding of the truth. It's a juvenile understanding of the truth. It's a... It's a knee-jerk reaction to what we're saying. He's just angry because he's wild boar. It's a perfect name for him. Perfect name for him. He's charging and accusing of us of saying something we're not saying. Punished? No, everyone is fulfilling their potential. The old example of you have a cup that's full. You have a bucket that's full. You have a swimming pool that's full. You have an ocean that's full. It's all full of water. It's all content in what it is. It's all glorified. It's all satisfied. And the ocean is not envying the glass of water. The glass of water is not envying the ocean. This is party politics. It is petty. It is stupid. But here it is. And I'm reading it because you will see how ridiculous and how what a misfire these objections are. Then he says this, listen to this. Get the hell out of here with that fleshly self-righteous bullshit. Very mature statement there, Walmart. Get the hell out of here with that fleshly self-righteous bullshit. What fleshly self-righteous bullshit? At what point have we been self-righteous? At what point have we claimed that we have done any of this independently or that anyone does any of this independently of God's Spirit? At what point? You're inferring that, my ex-friend. You're inferring that.
Yeah, first of all, you know, maybe if some people were putting forward this viewpoint who believe in a free will, but we don't believe in a free will. God is the only one who is good. We don't have any capacity in ourselves to do any good.
Yeah.
Everything is a gift from God. So
Earth to wild boar, we don't believe in free will.
I'm sorry?
Earth to wild boar, we don't believe in free will.
No free will. So we're exactly where God wants us to be. And I think we need to stop arguing about that. God gives greater faithfulness to some than to others.
Simple fact. So here's the last two lines here. L-O-L-O-L. Yeah, right, okay, four Ys. And the next sentence is, get the hell out of here. Where should we go? I don't know. With that fleshly, self-righteous bullshit. Okay, next, the last sentence of the last two sentences of this particular post. God and Christ love all believers. Did you know that, Terry?
No, I guess he only loves those who will be ruling and reigning. Yes, once again, all the other members are punished.
Punished.
Unloved.
Punished. Unloved.
Maybe they'll be in the second death or just hovering above it, I guess.
Hovering above the second death. They'll be roasting like marshmallow. Not in the second death where they would die, but they'll be hovering above it, so they'll be burned. That's what I want to happen to all these people who do not have an inclination
to
herald
the notion that God doesn't love members of the body of Christ unless they're ruling and reigning. I don't get it.
This is from the troubled soul of wild boar. God and Christ love all believers, and they are called and locked in glory. Who's saying anything different? And God and Christ love all humanity. Did you know that?
Well, to take the argument he's saying, then you would assume all of humanity would be part of the body of Christ, since it's only about love, and so therefore, I guess
great
it's
point.
Just all equality. Is that
great
what he's saying?
Great point. Hey, wild boar, why isn't everybody in the body of Christ? Why doesn't God call everybody in the body of Christ? These poor people. The humanity that God supposedly loves, he didn't choose them for membership in the body of Christ. In fact, he's going to send some of them through the tribulation. Are they being punished? Or are they just walking out their calling? Can you not see that within the body of Christ, there are also some chosen for different things? How many times do we have to quote 1 Corinthians 12? The body has different members, different functions. The eye can't say to the foot, I don't need you. The foot can't say to the mouth, I can survive without you. So, when are you going to say that God's punishing those who are not chosen for the body of Christ? When are you going to say God doesn't love them? He goes on, I hate to say it. God and Christ love all humanity, and they will learn through the great day of judging. Okay, thanks for the comment. Here's another comment. He can't leave it there. There's another comment, wild boar. Here we go. All believers will endure, he says. Really?
So under the gospel of the uncircumcision, God isn't going to give aeonian life to anyone unless attached to that is endurance. That's not the gospel of the uncircumcision.
Well, he just assumed that, like, people left Paul. At the end of Paul's letter to 2 Timothy 4, he talks about Well, let's just go there. He talks about those who did not endure. 2 Timothy 4, Paul says this. Endeavor to come to me quickly. Demas, loving the current aeon, forsook me. That guy did not endure. At one time, Mark. Do you remember Mark?
Yeah.
John Mark. That was Barnabas's nephew. He did not endure in the first missionary journey. He did not endure. He abandoned Paul and Barnabas. Does that mean he was not in the body of Christ? No, he just couldn't take the heat. Couldn't take the heat. When Paul confronted Bar-Jesus with the proconsul in Cyprus.
I'm going to read to you a controversial passage. I said.
No controversy on this show, please. Okay, go ahead.
Now all prostitution, uncleanness, or greed, let it not even be named among you, according as is becoming in saints, and vileness and stupid speaking or insinuendo, which are not proper, but rather thanksgiving. For this you perceive, this is referring to believers, knowing that no paramour at all or unclean or greedy person who is an idolater has any enjoyment in the allotment in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Wild Boar thinks that's stupid. So
yeah. And
Wild Boar says allotments are stupid. So what you just read, Wild Boar says, no, I'm sorry, I misquoted, ridiculous.
If you read that passage as no paramour will have Aeonian life, then you're bringing works into it.
And plus, it doesn't say Aeonian life.
So it's just all believers receive allotment from God, but the faithful who are suffering, it's the allotment of Christ. So we just have to make that distinction.
Well, the fact that Paul in 2 Timothy 2:12 says, if we are enduring, we will be reigning together also. And we should finish that. He says something after that that is very, very important. And this goes along with, Wild Boar thinks this is, he disagrees with Paul. Like, take it up with Paul.
What passage is that?
2 Timothy 2, verse 11. Let's start there. Faithful is the saying, for if we die together, we shall be living together also. If we are enduring, we shall be reigning. If we are disowning, he will be disowning us. So there is a possibility of disowning, or else Paul wouldn't say, if we are disowning, he will be disowning us. There is a possibility of not enduring, or else Paul says, if we are enduring, we shall be reigning together also.
And this is not a loss of Aeonian life.
No.
Once again, we're not bringing works into Aeonian life, but they'll be disowned in the sense that they will be denied the right to reign.
That's exactly right, because Paul ends here and he says, if we are disbelieving, he is remaining faithful because he cannot disown himself. So he can't disown members of his own body, no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on with Wild Boar. I hate to do it, but it's instructive. All believers will endure. Not true. That's the point. That is why God called and justified and glorifies the elect/believers. He does not lose any of them. No one's being lost here. If someone perishes, it's because they were never elect or a believer to begin with, just like Judas. You are teaching, this includes you too, Terry, young Terry, you are teaching the same doctrine as Catholics and Protestants, beginning in spirit and being made better by flesh. It stinks bad.
Yeah, no, I don't see really what he's getting at there.
Well, he's saying we're teaching salvation by works.
Yeah,
but that's what he's saying. Beginning in spirit, we're made perfect by flesh.
We're not talking about Aeonian salvation. We understand that if you believe Christ died for your sins, was entombed, and rose again, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and have Aeonian life.
Yes, so. And he thinks that if anyone feels the need, like Paul says, if anyone has this disposition to the high calling, Paul's phrase, not mine, Wild Boar, high calling. That it has to be by flesh. He assumes that, well, you started in spirit, but you're being completed by flesh. In other words, the common salvation is one thing. Okay, I'm a ball bearing falling out of the can. I can't do nothing. But as soon as a ball bearing starts to look animated and look around and say, oh, I feel inclined to herald the evangel opportunely and inopportunely, then suddenly that ball bearing is now operating in the flesh. It is an assumption. It is not our teaching. At no time does flesh insert itself in here. It is evidence that God has given a greater degree of spirit, a greater degree of faith. God parts to each the measure of faith. It is faith that causes someone to step out and do more, not flesh. This is a sick assumption. Your assumption stinks, Wild Boar, not us. What stinks? It stinks. Your assumption stinks. None of us have ever said that we begin in spirit and are completed in flesh. So your accusation, your false accusation against brothers that we are teaching salvation by flesh and that we're teaching the same as the Catholics and the Protestants, what planet are you on?
I just keep saying it again and again, but it's God that determines how faithful we will be. Yeah. And then he lovingly compensates those who suffer. You know, you're not going to be tortured to death and not be compensated at the dais. Mm-hmm. And I just, again, this is just not, just read the Pauline epistles. Not all believers are going to be faithful. And some, very few, will be very faithful. Mm-hmm. But that's God's choice. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, simple. It's simple to us. It's very simple to us. I'm going to finish with this, and I'm going to actually read my response to Wild Boar. This is personal against me, Wild Boar. This is public. He says, I barely watch any videos here anymore. Hey, Martin, I think you talk about yourself way too much. Did I talk about myself today?
Who cares if you do anyway? I mean,
I know, it's quite amusing. When I talk about myself, people love it. Because
this isn't really about how good we are or not how good we are. You're just really, the main concern of this episode is to try to just clarify a few things. And you're in the arena.
Yeah.
Those sitting in the stands could point out everything that's wrong about you, but you're one of the few that are always in the arena. So
you're in the stands, Wild Boar, eating popcorn, watching me. Okay.
I'm not saying Wild Boar isn't in the Colosseum fighting either. I don't know anything about his life.
I don't know. He's not.
I mean, I don't know anything about him. If I met him in person, he might be the nicest person I ever met. I'm not going to personally say anything about him. Personally, I've never met him, but I definitely don't like what he's saying on all of this, and I do think he should kind of hold back a few of the things he says. I consider somewhat rude at times, but
yeah, I'm rude at times too. That's why I say Wild Boar and I, we're out of the same mold. I mean, yeah, I'm a lot like him. I think you talk about yourself way too much. Well, I know myself more than anybody. In fact, I'm the only one I know. So who else would I talk about? And you get extremely offended when people disagree with you. No, I get offended when they disagree with Paul. We're really offended when they disagree with common, easy understand scripture and make up other teachings. And I am repulsed by the continual, sarcastic, nasty, negative attitude about God's creation all the time and how bad this life sucks. Listen, I love God's creation, but yes, this eon sucks. Life doesn't suck. You misquote me. The eon sucks. I will continue to talk about how much the eon sucks. God is a glorious creator, and Paul said God gives us richly, all richly to enjoy. I'm not going to mope around and bitch and say that everything sucks all the time. I don't say everything sucks all the time. I just say most things suck most of the time. Come on. That's a miserable way to live. I agree. Yeah, I agree. I wish I could have a better attitude. Help me, Wild Boar. Help me. Help me be more like you.
Believers have different personalities. And sometimes we apply, you know, well, this person complains more than they should, so they're not as mature. A lot of it, you can find people in other faiths, like Mormons and Muslims and Scientologists, who have perfectly happy dispositions that don't know the truth. A lot of it is just human beings have different personalities. Yeah. It's not much more than that often.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off there, but we're running out of time. And Wild Boar finishes this way. It's a miserable way to live. It's a very cult-like, narrow-minded vibe I get from this channel these days. And then go away and stay gone. Just go away. I like that you watch the show. I love that you don't comment anymore, or rarely. And then you come on, and then it's like, oh, my God. Life was good when you weren't commenting. I will read my response, and then Wild Boar actually asked some interesting questions. We can't get to it today. Believe it or not, maybe one more day of this, and I swear we're going to go. This is terrible. I say this. Then please, Wild Boar, please leave and stay gone. Subscribe to Clyde. He's happy-go-lucky and goofy and laughy. He farts confetti. Go there. Good luck to you. But honestly, this channel is not for you. How long will it take you to realize that? What's funny is that my personality and yours are pretty much identical. So I guess the bottom line is that you don't like seeing and hearing yourself in me. I don't know. I get it. And no charge for the psychoanalysis.